Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
The European Union or EU referendum seems such a long way off now, but the repercussions will be felt for many months and years to come. Whichever way you voted, the way forward does seem a little unclear as the procedure for breaking away from the EU has to be decided and acted upon. How does this affect us as visually impaired people? Very unclear at the moment, but one area is bound to suffer. One that I used to work in some years ago. Back in 2007 to 2009, I was working as a European Projects Manager. This involved managing and participating in EU-funded projects that were centred on a number of technology-related issues. Although funding in this area was governed by various funding streams and criteria, the money was certainly available to aid the development of ideas, resources, and opportunities. Whether it was a piece of technology, or giving the opportunity for individuals to experience other cultures, EU funding was there to be applied for to develop many opportunities. Now, unless specific agreements are reached, these funding options will be lost with the breakaway from Europe. It could be argued that the money that Britain has been putting into Europe could be directed at the same work, but from a different angle and perspective. I would disagree, because the pressure on that money that isn't being channeled into the EU will be pressed on other areas such as the health service, although this is debatable at the moment. How do you feel leaving Europe will affect the situation for visually impaired people? And what opportunities will we lose and gain from this?
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.